have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is.
I reckon it's got something to do with that girl.
It's got everything to do with that little girl.
I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Can't be any worse out there. Can it?
Every guy in this room is staring at you right now. Maybe they're staring at you. Maybe they're jealous of you. I'm just a girl. Not a threat.
Belly. I think they should be terrified of you.
Welcome to the world of The Last of Us. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for the Naughty Dog video game series and the HBO on Max and Sky Atlantic television series. I'm your host, Matthew, and going to be giving you something very different today. Something I know I've said this a few times over the years, but something I've genuinely never tried before. Now, I've already recorded it. I wanted to do this in record the intro for this after I'd done it, so that it was kind of... So as the title would suggest, I have just practiced recording, or actually recorded, my attempt at performing lines from both The Last of Us 1 and 2. Now, I went with a particular rule, which is to not include... one of them's a line from the show, all the rest are from the game, because I'm just more familiar with the game's lines, even though I've seen... Was it season 1 twice, season 2 3 times? But, you know, I've still spent more time with the games than I have with the show. So that's just, that version is just more familiar to me. You'll see why I picked one of the TV lines when it comes up. This podcast is actually going to be very short, apart from if I talk here for any length of time. It's important to remember... Before you listen to my attempts, now I did one very short scene, and I think four other scenes. It didn't actually take as long as I thought it was going to. Now, my original idea for this was, because there are some lines and some quotes and some moments that I know off by heart, and what I tried to do was have the video in front of me, not play it, and off by heart, is that the phrase? Yeah, off by heart, is perform the whole scene with no, like, script in front of me. I tried to do that, it didn't work very well, it didn't turn out how I wanted it, so I ditched that idea. Wouldn't be great for you to listen, and I was having no fun doing it that way, because I kept forgetting certain bits, and then questioning certain moments, and, okay, I know kind of which line comes next, but am I sure? So I didn't end up doing it that way. I ended up looking up a script for each of these. Now, the key idea here wasn't, can I remember the specific lines? That was just part of the quality of doing this. The main actual key thing I was trying to do is say the line exactly the way it's said in the game. So with certain pauses, certain bits of tone, things like that. Now, obviously, I'm not a professional voice actor. That much is known. Troy Baker is, Ashley Johnson is, I think his name is Jeffrey Pierce, he is, Laura Bailey is, and some of the other people that those are all the actors from the game. So do keep that in mind. Now, what I actually did and what you're going to hear in a moment is me attempting the performance. Now, I tried to change my voice a little bit. Now, of course, the most difficult one to do was Ellie and Abby, because I can't do a woman's voice because I've got a man's voice. I don't know how it sounds to, I mean, I've listened back to it and then listened back to my attempt, and I did actually get rid of some attempts because I wanted to do it. I wanted to end up with what I thought was the best version I could do in the moment. And I didn't want to spend, you know, hours doing this and trying to perfect every little bit. I'm not trying to do a professional version of this. Of these lines, I'm just trying to, this was just an attempt having fun with something that I love in a way of having fun with doing my, I guess these are my takes and my versions on the specific lines, but it was slightly easier to do Joel and Tommy in different scenes. I should go back to the rule I had. The one rule that I had is I wouldn't include any lines post the end of season 2, which is of course the theatre confrontation, just in case of spoilers, in case public, you know, for public people that have only watched the show, but because I know I included the game's lines, I included the game's lines because I'm more familiar with those takes, whereas I didn't want to include any spoilery parts that the TV public audience hasn't seen, so there won't be any of those. There is one line in here that isn't in the show. It's to do with something that happens in the game, but it wasn't done in the show, but I don't consider that a spoiler, because what the characters are talking about, we're all aware of anyway. So, if you listen to, like, two of them or whatever, and you think I've done, like, a terrible, terrible job, then maybe I'll never attempt this again. I do have a slight interest in doing voice acting, but as I just learned, now obviously I've tried to kind of replicate some of the best voices in the industry just now, and it's very, very difficult. It was still difficult when I was reading from the actual script that I found. Like, I looked up bits of scripts and stuff and tried to do it that way. I think the worst one here, and I want to brace you for it a little bit, because I don't know how good or bad you all think that I've done. I think my attempt with the final one that I did here was not my best, was the worst of the four or five that I attempted here. But again, just remember, I'm not a professional voice actor. I just did this for fun because I love this game, and I've practiced some of these lines before anyway, off mic, and I just wanted to try it on here. I still don't think I've done the best job that I can, but it turns out when you put a mic in front of your face and you try to perform lines that you've practiced off mic, it's still a bit more difficult to do. So I don't know how confident it will come off or whatever, but yeah, just take it as a bit of fun. If you start listening to it and you think it sounds horrible or whatever, the thing I'd recommend, at least for the first full scene that I do, try to listen all the way through my attempt so you can at least listen to the game's version, because that's that's what I've done here, is read the script of it, tried to do it in my own way, and then I play the clip of the scene from the actual game so that you can get my version and then the game's version straight after. What else do I need to say? Again, if you think it's silly or stupid or my attempt is really bad, it is what it is. If I never tried it, I would regret it, right? Sometimes you have to try things in life to see if you're any good at them, and if you're not, you try to look for ways to be better. And if you are, then maybe you keep doing them. So yeah, at least at the end of the day, if all of you think that this is horrible or something, I know that this is my doubt voice creeping in, because I've not said a single positive thing about my attempt. But at the end of the day, if you don't try something, you'll never know if you're any good at it, right? So even if this comes off as horrible and you're all cringed out by it or whatever, at least I can say that I tried it, right? Right, so anyway, thank you for listening to this piece. The podcast will just end after the last line plays, because there's no sort of thing for me to do there. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time, and try and enjoy this in the best way that you can. Anyway, I'll hand you over to the reenactment. See you next time. You have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
You have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
Is this really all they had to worry about? Boys, movies, deciding which shirt goes with which skirt? It's bizarre. Get up, come on, we're leaving. And if I say no, do you even realize what your life means? Huh? Running off like that? Putting yourself at risk? It's pretty goddamn stupid. Well, I guess we're both disappointed with each other then. What do you want from me? Admit that you wanted to get rid of me the whole time. Tommy knows this area better. Ah, fuck that. Well, I'm sorry. I trust him better than I trust myself. Is that what you want to hear? Stop the bullshit. What are you so afraid of? That I'm going to end up like Sam? I can't get infected. I can take care of myself. How many close calls have we had? Well, we seem to be doing all right so far. And now we've been doing even better with Tommy. I'm not her, you know. What? Maria told me about Sarah, and I... Ellie? You are treading on some mighty thin ice here. I'm sorry about your daughter, Joel, but I have lost people too. You have no idea what loss is. Everyone I have either cared for has died or left me. Everyone fucking except for you. So don't tell me I would be better with someone else, because the truth is I'd just be more scared. You're right, you're not my daughter, and I sure as hell ain't your dad, and we are going our separate ways.
Is this really all they had to worry about? Boys? Movies? Deciding which shirt goes with which skirt? It's bizarre.
Get up. We're leaving.
And if I say no?
Do you even realize what your life means? Huh? Running off like that, putting yourself at risk? It's pretty goddamn stupid.
Well, I guess we're both disappointed with each other then.
What do you want from me?
Admit that you wanted to get rid of me the whole time.
Tommy knows this area. Well, I'm sorry. I trust him better than I trust myself.
Stop with the bullshit. What are you so afraid of? That I'm gonna end up like Sam? I can't get infected. I can take care of myself.
How many close calls have we had?
Well, we seem to be doing all right so far.
And now you'll be doing even better with Tommy.
Not her, you know.
What?
Maria told me about Sarah.
Ellie? And... You are treading on some mighty thin ice here.
I'm sorry about your daughter, Joel. But I have lost people, too.
You have no idea what loss is.
Everyone I have cared for has either died or left me. Everyone fucking except for you. Don't tell me that I would be safer with someone else, because the truth is I would just be more scared.
You're right. You're not my daughter. And I sure as hell ain't your dad. And we are going our separate ways. Get it
together. I don't know what happened. I was supposed to take her to Fireflies and walk away. To go halfway across the country with someone. She needed her immunity to mean something. Maybe I was starting to buy a whole cure business. Maybe I just wanted to do right by her. And then we made it. We found the Fireflies. And because of her, they were actually going to make a cure. The only catch... It would kill her. Sweet Jesus. Doctor, what are you doing in here? I won't let you take her. This is our future. I think all our lives will save. Jesus Christ, Joel. What do you do? I saved her. Come on, baby girl. I gotcha. Call the exits. Don't let them get away. Oh, shit. Goddamn. That's a lot. So what does Ellie know? I told her they just ran some tests. I told her her immunity meant nothing. And she believed you? Didn't say otherwise. We should head back.
I don't know what happened. I was supposed to take her to the Fireflies and walk away. go halfway across the country with someone. She needed her immunity to mean something. Maybe I was starting to buy into that old cure business. Maybe I just wanted to do right by her. And then we made it. We found the Firefly. Because of her, they were actually going to make a cure. The only catch. It would kill her.
What are you doing?
I won't let you take her. This is our future. Think of all the lives we'll save.
Jesus Christ, Joel. What do you do?
I saved her.
What does Ellie know?
I told her they just ran some tests. I told her her immunity meant nothing.
And she believed you?
Didn't say otherwise.
We should head back.
Stand up. Hands in the air or shoot this one too. Don't you do it. Ellie, get out of here. Stand up, now. Don't you fucking dare. Shut the fuck up. Fuck. Alright. Stop. Toss your weapon. Fuck. No. I know why you killed Joel. He did what he did to save me. There's no cure because of me. I'm the one that you want. Just let him go. You kill my friends. We let you both live. And you wasted it.
Stand up! Hands in the air, I shoot this one too.
Don't you do it, Ellie. Get out of here.
Stand up, now!
Don't you fucking dare!
Shut the fuck up! Fuck, all right? Stop. Toss your weapon. Toss your weapon!
Fuck!
No.
I know why you killed Joel. He did what he did to save me. There is no cure because of me. I am the one that you want. Just let him go. You killed my friends. We let you both live. And you wasted it.